Hello and welcome to another episode of the Blue Team Podcast, your weekly unofficial podcast dedicated to all things Peterhead FC. In this episode, we bring you part two of our interview with former captain Colin McDonald. Firstly, we'll hear how Neil Cooper became Peterhead manager and the effect it had on the team.
Neil had been taking training anyway, training stayed quite similar, things we would do. Andy Dornan came in as his assistant manager, and obviously we still had the same squad. He took over the same squad. We started to get a few players on loan from Aberdeen, so young players on loan from Aberdeen. So that was gradually when it started changing a little bit. We started getting in younger boys. Also Ross County, we had Craig Gunn, Daniel Moore. They came from Ross County on loan. So we possibly went a little bit of a younger squad, and gradually we've done really well with Coops. We had one really good season, so that was enjoyable, that sort of spell.
Do you remember his first game in charge?
Aye, was it Berwick?
Aye, the 9-2 game.
Mm-hmm. I scored in that, did I?
Yeah, you scored that as well, aye.
I knew getting these goals in, wasn't it, Eric? I remember Berwick, we won 9-2, yeah. I remember the score, yeah, but I can't remember who else scored.
Like, Bobby Mann scored a free kick, like a classic kind of Bobby Mann long range kick.
So that was good. That was a brilliant result to start us off with Coops. Like I say, when they started great, and you get a result like that, and you automatically think that's going to kind of set you off on a wee run, hoping it would be anyway.
Was that a score that you seen coming? Had performances been okay, although you didn't get the results, or was it a scoreline that literally came out of nowhere?
I think it was more a scoreline that would have come out of nowhere, I think, especially 9-2. Even if we'd have been playing well and not getting the results, I don't think we would have been expecting a 9-2 to be coming. Bit of a freak score and a freak game, but good anyway. Good to get the goals going in, and confidence for, you know, strikers certainly, or attackers, if they hadn't been, you know, creating goals or scoring goals.
Mentioned his first full season in Charles, then he got to the playoffs. Was that a decent season, a good season overall?
Aye, that was good. That was brilliant that season. I think it was quite a tough league that season. Was Ross County, did they win it that season?
I think so, aye.
And Airdrie, both full-time teams. Air United, I'm sure they were in the league. I don't know if they would have been full-time, but they were in the league. I think we finished fourth, and we played Airdrie in the semi-final. I remember we done really well that season. I think we always done well at home. I think our home record would have been really good that season. Second half down the hill with the wind, that was always kind of always, even if we were getting beat 1-0, we all sort of knew that we would still win. There must have been a few games where that would have happened. Everybody in the squad loved that, really enjoyed that season. That's a bit disappointing to kind of. I remember the playoff games, we never really sort of threatened Airdrie or made a name of it, really. It was kind of, on our part, I think it was, you know, a bit flat, really. I don't know if we believed we could have got a result or beat them. I think we maybe had a wee fight back when we played them down the road, it wasn't enough to kind of get through. But good season.
And I'll mention that more of your goals, because as you said, you didn't score many, but I think you got two against Raith Rovers in one game.
That's right. There was a few good teams in the league that year. That's the only time I've ever scored two in a game. 3-3 it was.
3-3 at half time, if I mind right.
Is that right? Was it at half time? Was it?
3-3 at half time.
I didn't remember that, but that was good. That was something to remember, scoring two in a game. One was a header, and I think one was sort of like, it kind of broke in the box on a corner and something, and I just kind of hooked it in, if I remember right, something like that. But no, two goals, I wouldn't have ever expected to score two in a game.
Were you close for the hat trick?
No, I can't, nah. I don't think so. I can't remember. I don't think I would have got, if we'd have got a penalty, I don't think I would have got it anywhere. Bobby was playing or Bab, they would have been wanting that, but no, I can't remember having a chance, any other chances really. I think a bit of a one off that, scoring them two goals in the same game.
You want it 40 yards away, claiming for everything in the box, and I'm, penalty, give us a penalty, so I can
score
it at the other end.
That would have been bad, that one, with 2 minutes.
So you missed out the promotion. I guess the 9-10 season was slightly more difficult, missed out in the playoffs. And that kind of maybe was the start of the slide for Cooper?
I think so. I just remember back it kind of being a sort of a gradual, just kept slipping. Form and confidence just gradually kind of losing it, and then obviously eventually the season again after that one was, we unfortunately got relegated, and it wasn't, I don't even think it was close, it wasn't like we went to the last game of the season. It was really disappointing, really really disappointing to kind of just, I just remember like, the squad was probably not confident going into games, and I think once football players and football teams get that way, it's hard to turn it around and pick it back up again. But no, it wasn't to be, sort of to keep those sort of good seasons continuing, you know, every season after that.
Can you put your finger on as to why the it started going bad? You know, you mentioned confidence. Is there any particular reason why?
Can't remember. I don't know if we had anybody sort of missing with injuries or anything like that. I can't remember any certain results that sort of started it off.
You look back at the start of the 10-11 season. The start of the 11-10 season, there was only six. There was no wins in six, which
right.
Is a difficult kind of start for anybody, but it just, exactly. That kind of no wins in six sort of came from Nate, really.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if possibly complacency after having, you know, sort of gradually building up and having a really good season, missing out in the playoffs. You know, with a few young players, complacency possibly thinking, you know, we're okay, we'll be fine, we'll be in the top four or in the playoff positions every season. And I think if you start thinking like that and you sort of don't commit to how well you can perform each player or whatever or as a team, then you start to lose your form, and then you lose your form, your confidence will go. And like I say, if, you know, with the complacency thing, you probably, for a while, you probably still think that, oh, it's going to be fine, it'll come back. But yeah, before you know it, you're on the slippery slope, and it's too hard to turn it around, unfortunately.
And what about the timing of Cooper sacking then? I think it was mid-March.
Yeah,
I know hindsight's a great thing, but maybe should have gone earlier?
Possibly done it earlier, or possibly let him see it out. It was, I don't know how many games would have been left at that time, maybe five or something like that. Five or six, but like you say, hindsight, you know, you would never know, would you? Possibly freshen up and change it earlier, but maybe they were maybe a little bit more loyal, because by this time he'd had a few seasons and we had done well. So whereas when they changed at Mapelli, he'd kind of been there, you know, less than a season and it wasn't going well, so it might be easier to do it at that point. So I don't know what the thinking around the timings of it would have been.
And John Shearing came in. What did you make of him when he arrived?
I I got on good with Don to begin with. We were obviously still kind of, you know, stuck in the rut and whatever else, but he came in and he was sort of really positive and he tried to pick the squad up and things like that. And yeah, he definitely tried his best for that. I think by that stage, it was a kind of writing that season off. I think, you know, everybody would have known that it was too much and it was going to be, you know, too many points to claw back. And then with a good pre-season, he signed a few players. But like the kind of previous season with the form and whatever, it kind of stuck around the club. And we never got going at all, even with kind of freshening it up. We signed Rory, was obviously as the main signing, as your striker to get the goals, but the kind of rest of the squad sort of never found the form that you would kind of want to create chances for Rory and also, you know, be solid as a team and organised. It didn't go great during John's time, but yeah, he was a good guy and he came in really positive and tried his best, definitely tried his best and whatever, but like Pelle, he didn't get long. They changed it quite quickly.
It's a good thing that they changed it quite quickly, or do you think they should have been given longer? Because you normally get that bounce when a new manager comes in, but obviously it didn't work for John. Do you think he should have been given longer, or do you think it was right to cut the... Hindsight's a great thing, but the cut ties so quick.
I know, I keep saying hindsight. I'm saying, you know, maybe Pelle should have got longer, but with John, you would never know. Like I said, the same way with Pelle, you would never know what he could have went on to do, or it could have continued to kind of be flat. It's the same with John. I think, you know, if you'd have given it another month and another six games, we definitely had a good squad of players. It could have turned around and went well. But with what did happen was Jimmy came in and it did sort of slowly, you know, improve and went on to improve. So, it kind of looks like they got it right there, but it's just one of those funny things, you never know. I don't ever remember thinking, you know, feeling like, oh, he 100% should have had longer, and we weren't doing well, and we were losing games, and there was still the kind of, you know, lack of confidence around the club that had kind of been from the season previous when we got relegated. So, you know, it's... like I say, in the end, it was... what happened turned out to be a good thing for the club.
Did the pressure of trying to get back up straight away go against Sheeran, do you think?
I don't know if it would have... the pressure would have went against him. I don't know if he might be trying to get, you know, a big squad in to try and, you know, cope with the season, or with the other thinking might have been don't sign as many, but, you know, sign, you know, stronger sort of players for certain areas. I don't know if the pressure of sort of promotion where they went against them. It's like the chairman and the board would tell you that, what they wanted. I mean, if they wanted to be sort of 5 out of 5 or 6 out of 6 at the time, if that's what they were expecting, then we certainly hadn't done that. So that would tell you why it happened, I suppose.
So when Jim came in and got going, he sort of made little wee changes, and Graham Sharp had said that when he first came in, he got him to go to nutritionist, get his diet changed his position, just little wee tweaks like that helped his career, helped his confidence. Did you kind of see that in Jim as well?
Yeah, straight away, the thing I always remember when he came he obviously knew that we'd been on like sort of a run of bad form, confidence was low, and I always just remember him coming in and saying, look, help each other on the pitch, make angles, get into space, help your teammates, blah, blah, blah. Don't be scared to get into an area that's going to help your teammate, whether it be, you know, your fullback taking it, you know, out wide of the 18-yard box, get on the ball, everybody get on the ball and pass. And gradually that happened. And then see from that, confidence started to come back and the results didn't come straight away. But the way we sort of changed and started playing was he kind of just put a kind of a sort of no fear into us, like, you know, don't worry, help each other. If you make a mistake, we'll try and fix it. But I definitely remember we just started sort of, I would say the confidence started coming back with the way that he wanted us to play and the way that we did play. And then gradually the results started coming as well. So I thought it was good.
You mentioned that the results, he didn't get any wins in his first five, but after that he got 14 and 22. So obviously something there changed or switched on you guys.
I think the big thing I think is he got us enjoying training and playing football again and looking forward to Saturdays, whereas there would have been months that the players in the squad hadn't had that. And I feel sorry for the new players that John Sheedon brought in, because they came in and joined a club where the players that were already there had been used to sort of not doing well, not getting results. There was no confidence there, and it was a lot for them to probably try and come in and pick everybody else up. So when Jim came in, that was the squad we had. He made a few wee changes, and then we went with that. But the main thing I remember is sort of starting to enjoy it again and look forward to training and looking forward to Saturdays. And then, like you're saying, that run of 14 and 21 was it, that shows that, you know, the enjoyment comes back, the confidence comes back, the form comes back.
You got a wee Scottish Cup run as well, which you ended up playing Celtic.
That's right, aye. That was good. That was a good experience. We didn't do great in the game. I don't know if we had Celtic were pretty comfortable, but it was brilliant because at that stage, being part time and having been part time for a few years by then, to sort of play in a big game with a big crowd and you know, have Celtic come and play against the players that they had at the time, it was brilliant. It was a good occasion. Really enjoyed it. I think everybody enjoyed it, fans and everything. So that was good. It was a Sunday, wasn't it? A Sunday afternoon, I think.
Aye, I was going to say, I think Stokes was unplayable that day anyway, wasn't he?
Stokes was good. Savarás and Stokes, they were up front. Aye, they were good. It's hard. It's definitely hard to play against Premier League teams, never mind whether it's Rangers or Celtic. You know, when you're kind of a few levels below and you're part-time and whatever, but no, it's still really good to get those days, like Scottish Cup days, where you play at, you know, a big club with a big support, and you kind of, younger guys as well, not just younger guys, like at that time, whatever age I was, I still wanted to sort of play against Premier League teams or full-time clubs to sort of see how I would do against them, you know, after being away from that level for a few years.
I was going to say, because you obviously would have played against them when you was at Dundee. Was there a marked difference in like the build-up to the game compared to what it would have been like if you were at Dundee?
Yeah. When we played them at Peter Edmonds Scottish Cup, it was like the whole week was everything was, you know, the papers with Peter Ed and Aberdeen was all about the game and training. It was all about the game. I think it was on TV as well, wasn't it? It was on TV, so yeah. But like when you're at Dundee, the Old Firm's still big games, but it's not as much. It's more a case of it's another game. Or yeah, it's Rangers or Celtic. It might still be on the TV, or there might be more press that week, but it's more of a case of it's another game in the league that you need to try and get a result from, rather than, I think, when lower league clubs play the Old Firm in the Scottish Cup or League Cup or whatever, it's a sort of a one-off, it's a sort of showcase game that they're dreaming of a sort of upset.
Once that season had finished, I think you kind of missed it in the playoff again. But given the start, I think it would end up being a good season. So, did you the confidence going into the next season?
Aye, by that stage, definitely. I think the kind of regular players that would start most weeks by that stage, you know, enjoying their football, confidence was back. You know, we went on a really good run. We just missed out in the playoffs in the end, didn't we? We would have been bottom of the league when he took over, I think. Would that be the...
I think it was second bottom, but I think it was like a point you missed in the playoffs by.
Yeah, so we went on some run, didn't we? Just missed out. So, huge confidence from when Jim came in, the run we went on to finish the season, to go into the next season that, you know, we would be able to challenge at the top of the league. We didn't know Rangers would be in the league at that point, but we soon found out.
That's what I say, because that must have been kind of a bittersweet kind of thing for you, because you were thinking, right, we could get a chance of winning this league, and then next thing you can, oh, I bet Rangers are in it now.
I know. Well, I definitely remember thinking that, because I always remember the first season when I was on loan, I went on loan to Peterhead, and we lost out on the league on the last day of the season away to Morton. If we'd have won, we'd have won it, but they ended up winning 1-0. Alec Bone got sent off, got beat 1-0, so Morton had won the league. They had a big, massive support that day, Capwell. They're on the pitch and whatever, the Morton players are celebrating, they're going away to Spain, or they're singing they're going to Spain and all this. So I was at that young age thinking how good it would have been, you know what I mean? Peterhead had a good support that day. So that season, you know, when Rangers did come into it, I remember in the pre-season, before obviously the news about Rangers, thinking how good this would be to, you know, to go and win the league, having the experience of missing out on it. So, and everybody was the same. Everybody was thinking, let's go and win the league. We've definitely got the players to do it. We've finished last season good form and full of confidence. So that was what we were kind of aiming for and looking forward to.
So what was your kind of reaction to Rangers actually being put into the league then? Disappointed?
I would say so, yeah. I would say definitely disappointed that Rangers were in the league, because I wanted to go and try and win the league. Obviously Roger would disagree with Rangers being in the league with it. The sort of two home games and the money that would come, which was brilliant for it was brilliant for all the clubs that season in the third division to get, you know, a big support at their home stadium, a good atmosphere, play against the players that Rangers had and things like that. So that was brilliant. But I was disappointed that they were in the league, obviously, because it was going to make it, you know, pretty impossible really to win it over there. So a bit of disappointment when that news came.
We're on them close. We're only about 20 points behind or something, isn't it?
But that's 20. we started the season off really good. I remember it. We drew with them in the first game of the season, and I think we went on a wee run. We won all our games. So kind of after sort of five or six games, we might have been level with them or around about that, but high. So 20, I suppose 20 points at the end of the season isn't too bad when you think about it.
When you compare the wage bills.
When you compare the wage bills and the...
20 points isn't that much.
No, I wouldn't say so.
So you mentioned that the opening game then, you were captain. Was the build-up similar to the Celtic game then?
Same build-up. They had the scaffolding stands, didn't they, behind the goals?
yeah.
to get more fans in. So that was there. You know, you get your press stuff, the papers and the radios and stuff like that the week before it. And then again, I think it was Sky again, live on Sky. So it was the same as a build up to the Celtic game. But I would definitely say we kind of went into that game more, we can get a result here rather than it's the Scottish Cup and we're playing Celtic. We're kind of going to enjoy the game. I think when Rangers were in the third division and we were playing them at home, we were definitely sort of looking at it like, let's go and get a result. If we play as well as we can, we can try and get a result.
When you came off the pitch then after the game finished 2-2, were you disappointed?
I was really disappointed. We lost the goal. We lost the goal in the last kick of the ball, basically the last minute. I wouldn't have said we started the game great. They went 1-0 up, and as the game went on and in the second half, I think we played well. We got ourselves in front, and it was from a set piece. It was after I'd listened to Steg, trying to remember who was marking Kevin Kyle, I said to you, and it wasn't me, but nah, it wasn't he. It's hard to sort of compete against somebody of his height and sort of aerial ability. And it hits the bar and comes down, and it was Andy Little, wasn't it? Sort of bundles it over the line. So I was gutted that we never beat them. Definitely, I know. Like at the time, Peterhead drew with Rangers, and it was the first game of the season, and I think everybody had been speaking about backing Rangers to go through the leagues and not lose a game and things like that, and that was it done already. But I was disappointed. Disappointed not to beat them.
Did that show the difference in the last 18 months to club that you were disappointed to come off the park against Rangers with a draw?
Aye, definitely, yeah, definitely. Whereas, like you're saying, 18 months previous to that, we'd been going into that game, like the Celtic game in the Cup, you know, oh, let's enjoy the occasion, it's on the TV and it's Rangers and everything that comes with that. Whereas by that stage, like I say, it's definitely disappointment that we didn't win.
There is another game in that season I want to talk about, and we spoke to Stephen Noble about it. It was the game up at Elgin when you had 3 sent off. You were one of them. What's your take on that game?
I remember I was last man. I was sent off for last man, and I wasn't in the dressing room long, and Steg came in, but he was furious. He was furious about his. He was raging. Whereas I'd kind of, I was like, fuck, like, you know, last man. I knew it was a red card, and I knew I was late. It's funny now to remember that day. Like, I remember him. He was raging when he came in, and I'm sort of just sitting there thinking, fuck, like, I've kind of mistimed it being late, and it's a definite red card. There's nothing I can really argue about. But he was furious. Who else got sent off? Probably Scott Ross or something, was it?
Scott Ross, aye. I guess Stephen said that Scott Ross got sent off by the same referee 3 times, I think it was.
Aye, but Scott Ross got sent off a lot.
He did.
There was a good chance it was going to be the same ref more than once. I'm only kidding. Scott's he's a good lad. He's a good player as well. But I think just when he was younger, he got maybe just a little bit too worked up and involved in things, and it led to that. But I was only kidding.
I think he, at one point, I think he was given the ultimatum by Jeremy that if he gets sent off again, that was it.
I think somebody might have told me that. I was away by that time. I might have been at Montrose, actually. I might have spoke to Scott myself or something by that time when it was sort of coming to that stage. But it was kind of younger and learning, and one of those things, I suppose.
And for you, that was kind of the end, unfortunately. Your injury kind of curtailed your career a bit.
I'm still gutted to this day how my injuries came. And it was it actually happened in training on the Thursday night. And we were just doing a bit of shape. I think he'd maybe named the team for the Saturday, and we were sort of just shaping up a wee bit, going through a few things. And I remember just sort of going forward to play the ball inside of my foot, my right foot. And when I came down, put my right foot down, my knee, I just went right in, snapped, like a big sort of snapping sound, horrible. And then the kind of pain came, agony. And then the weird thing is, after maybe a minute, or I can't remember how long it's been, but the pain goes away. And then you think, it kind of makes you think, oh, well, it's maybe okay then. But then it swells up, and I had to get a scan, and obviously found out that I'd ruptured my cruciate ligament, ACL. So it was gutted, especially how we'd kind of went into the season, before the news of Rangers, hoping that we would win the league, but then to have Rangers in the league and start so well, and be on a good run of form, it was kind of harder to take, I think. So I just a bit gutted with that.
Did you have an idea how long you were going to be out for, or did you have got a target of when you'd be back?
Yeah, I think I definitely had a target in my head, and thinking back now, I probably shouldn't have had a target, because I'm a bit like, I don't know, like competitive with myself, in a way that I'd said, right, 9 months, I'm going to be ready for pre-season. So I worked really hard. Like I would go to the gym before work in the morning. After work again, I would go back to the gym. So I really stuck to my program, my rehab program. And I think by the end of the season, I was maybe sort of on the jog, or sort of joining in a wee bit, when the boys are warming up at training or whatever, so I was on target to join in pre-season, which ended up being the case. So I got really fit, my knee felt really good, and I was looking forward again to going sort of into a new season now without Rangers in the league. It was because we didn't sort of get up through the playoffs, the first game, it was the second game I played in pre-season. I jumped for a header, and when I'm in the air, the striker had kind of not came in late, but he sort of put me off balance a little bit. So when I've landed off balance, and it went the opposite way. It went out the way this time, and the same thing, the snap and the kind of pain, and then thinking it's okay. And stupidly, because I'd sort of done it all, I thought, right, oh, it feels okay, I might try and try and have a wee jog and go back on, but luckily I never tried to go back on, but it was the exact same thing had just happened again, and it's who knows whether I came back too soon, or I didn't feel like I came back too soon, because like I say, it was feeling strong and I was feeling fit, but maybe another month or so might have just got it even stronger, but it's nothing I can do about that now. It's done and I'll never really know, but aye, that was harder to take, the second one.
That must have been even worse, knowing that you spent 9 months trying to get back and then all of a sudden it goes again.
Yeah, aye, it was so much harder to take the second time. It was almost like a bit defeated in a way, sort of thinking, I'll get another operation, because I went to see the same surgeon again, and he sort of explained how they would do the repair the second time. It was slightly different, so he talked me through that, and it wasn't anything new. It had happened to other people, so I got the operation again, and I'd done the rehab again. But like I said, I think I possibly was a bit down about it, a bit defeated with it. Whereas I remember the second time I didn't do my rehab as sort of with as much conviction as I did the first time. And as the time was going on, I was just thinking it's maybe better just to leave it, because you know I don't want to get into my sort of later years and be struggling kind of, you know, just walking or, you know, exercising or working. You know, I thought about that a little bit as well, being able to work, and you know, I didn't want to sort of do anything stupid, so I made this decision just to sort of just to leave playing.
Is it worse because Peterhead were doing so well that second year for you?
No, it wasn't worse for me because the team were doing well. It was worse for me because I think I knew that I was maybe going to need to stop playing. I was delighted that the team and the team were doing well, and the club was, you know, it was a good feeling about the club, because by that time how long would I have been there for? By that time, you know, a few years anyway, maybe 4 or 5 years, I think. So obviously, I loved it up at Peterhead, and everybody that worked around the club and things like that. So I was delighted how well we were doing. I got on really well with Jim. He was really good during my whole injury. I was really happy how well the team were doing. I still went along to training, and we trained at Banks D, their pitch. So there was a gym, so the boys could go and train and I could go in the gym. So I still sort of seen them in the dressing room before and after, and I would go and do my gym work and whatever, and I would still go to the games and watch the games and be a part of that. So I was really enjoying how we were doing. But the thing with my second injury was that the reason it was worse was because I think the thought started coming into my head that it might be better to stop playing.
When you made that sort of decision, I officially made that decision, was it a relief maybe then?
No, gutted. Gutted. I wanted to obviously keep playing. I was really fit. I was, you know, although my knee was the problem, like, the rest, physically, I was in, you know, good shape, and the fitness side would never have been an issue for me. I think I was around about 30 at the time, 30 or 31 at the time. So had I not had those injuries, I would hope to still be sort of playing at a decent level now. You know, and that's like 7 years or whatever. But I still wish I could play now, so that'll sort of tell you how bad I was at the time.
How long did it take you to come to the conclusion to retire? Because you must have weighed it off for quite a long time before you actually decided.
A while. I think it probably came out in the back of my mind when I initially done it. You know, I was really down and I'm thinking, I've got to go.
So was that on the first time that you did it?
No, the second time.
Yeah.
The first time it was nothing but positive. I just, you know, I had it in my head that I would get my operation and I would do my rehab. Greg, the physio, he was brilliant with me as well. The first time was so positive. Like I said, I'd done my rehab, I would say, twice a day, most days. But the second time was just, it was hard to take, definitely.
Yeah, they were good for you. Good to you, though. I think Jim had offered you a coaching role just after.
Yeah, brilliant. No, they were even better than that, because I might have been... I think the previous season I might have been out of contract, and although I was coming back sort of, you know, unfit, you know, coming back from my injury, I think I was out of contract, and he gave me another year during my injury. And then again, excellent again, when he'd kind of mentioned it to me sort of during the time when I was contemplating would I play again and whatever else that, you know, if that was a decision I come to, and I wanted to sort of help out and get involved with helping him and Davey with coaching, that could be a possibility. But at that time, Tullis had left. He took the Stirling job, Craig Tully. So that sort of tied in. It took me a while. I would say sort of during the time from the operation to the pre-season, I think it was, and it was in the back of my mind, and then more so as the time went on and whatever else. So, but that was what I sort of decided, was I wouldn't try and play again, and I would join them and help out taking training and taking the team of match days and stuff like that. So I really enjoyed that, actually.
You get a sense of purpose again going doing that.
Yeah, I did. Like I said, I've had 2 years of sort of going and doing my injury rehab and watching the games, and you know, you go in the dressing room and you wish everybody all the best, and you sort of congratulate them after the game if you get a good result. But after a while, you're like, I'm not going to get this again. I'm not going to be the one that's involved in the training and the playing. And you sort of reach that point as you start thinking, well, why am I here? What am I doing here? I've not played for 2 years. I'm not going to play again. And towards the end of it, that's when, like I just said, you're thinking, what am I here for? Sort of thing. It's, you know, your teammates are brilliant. They would tell you that's not the case. But like you just asked, when you sort of get the chance to help take training, or you might take the warm ups for the matches, whatever, the sense of purpose just comes straight back, and the kind of buzz comes again. So I love that.
So you're, I guess the end of your sort of playing career wasn't great, but sum up your sort of 7 years there.
Yeah, good. I would say definitely good. We had the bad spell, you know, when we got relegated under Coops, but to work under Steve Patterson and work under Neil Cooper, that was brilliant. Both of them really, really good, like knowledgeable football personalities, brilliant. You know, for a manager, like Perry was brilliant, funny guy. You know, when the time was right, you know, tell your story or have a laugh or wind somebody up, brilliant. And like Coops was funny. He's probably the funniest person I've met in football. One of the funniest by easily. So funny. And again, this is, you know, when it was the time to have a laugh, you know, before training and after training. Stories we tell you, Alex Ferguson and the Aberdeen days and when he was playing and things like that. You know, he was brilliant. Overall, my time at Peterhead, with the loan season as well, how much I enjoyed that. Really good overall. Everybody I met sort of during my involvement with Peterhead, brilliant sort of people, friendly people, good positive people. So yeah, overall brilliant. Yeah.
And I'm sure if you hadn't had those injuries, like you said, you probably could have been there for another 4, 5, 6 years.
I think if I hadn't had the injuries, I would have been, you know, I would have stayed fit enough sort of into my kind of later 30s, whether I would have been, you know, playing well enough to keep a place in the team might have been a sort of different story. But I'm gutted about my injuries, but I've had a really good time at Peterhead. I played at Dundee and had a good time there as well, so I can't really ask for much more. And you know, when you're young and you're growing up and you want to be a football player, I would have took what I ended up doing, definitely, you know. So
you might have been there long enough to get a testimonial at least.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Nice payoff.
if I'd have stayed fit, I try to haggle with Roger over that one.
Good luck with that one.
And it was like Bath had one, and I remember Bath kind of, you know, telling us how he was getting on with this and that, and oh, like he's going to get, you know, a certain amount for this, but the club are going to take that. Do you know Roger took Scott Brown's strip off me when we played Celtic, because somebody said, oh, Roger, I'll give you however much it was if you get me Scott Brown's strip. So he comes in and then he's like, hey, who's got Scott Brown's strip? And I had it. And so straight away, we're thinking, oh, you know, pound signs for our next night out. And the kettle will you quit. And all the boys are straight on it. He's like, I ask him, give him it, but make sure you get this much. And so I was like, right, okay. So I went away up and gives him the strap. And he's like, oh, brilliant, thanks, Calvin. And away he goes. I never seen him again. So
so you're still waiting.
If I ever see him again or speak to him again, I would remind him about that.
That's why he's where he is, kind of thing. That's why he's got business.
It would have been really nice to have a testimonial. I think the things in testimonial is, you know, how you can have a sportsman's dinner and things like that, and you can invite players that you've played with in the past, and you can kind of have a good night and a catch up and share stories and things like that. That would have been good to have been able to get that, but. One of them things, I suppose.
Well, Colm, it's been a pleasure having you on. I think even though, as you said, your career didn't end the best way, I think you're still highly regarded by Peterhead fans, so we're delighted to have you on.
No, thanks for asking me on. I enjoyed it. Enjoyed having a sort of reminisce about when I played. So thanks a lot.